Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
His love forever. Forever. How many know forever is a long, long time? I want to say good morning to each and every one of you. And on behalf of our pastor, Pastor Jackson, who is in this absence, we just want to give praise and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, thanks God, I'm not and on being before you long, but as it said, be ye also ready. So the pastor, he is out, so he called me and asked me would I speak today. My time usually be on for Sunday, but anyway, the gospel must continue to go forth. Amen. So thanks to God this morning. Like I said, I'm not planning on being before you alone, but I do yield myself to the Holy Spirit, that he be used by the Holy Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit. This morning, thanks to God, I'll be coming out of Mark chapter 7, verse 24 to 30, which reads as follows. From there he rose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon. He entered to a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Cenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and break it and throw it to the little dogs." And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For this sin, go your way. The demon have gone out of your daughter." And when she have gone to her house, she found the demon gone out and her daughter lying on the bed. This morning, saints, with those verses of scripture, I put a title as "The Crumbs for the Brokenhearted." Crumbs for the Brokenhearted. You see, thanks to God, why settle for the crumbs that fall from the table when you can get a whole loaf? Your blessing is there for you. Just get in line and wait for your blessing. Jesus was not disappoint you, saints of God. No matter what you're going to, your blessings is on the way. The crumbs for the brokenhearted is more than enough. You see, saints of God, both Matthew chapter 15 and Mark chapter 7 give the story of the Gentile woman, a Canaanite, who was desperately in need of help and was willing to take the crumb because there was a need to see her daughter get well. Our scripture reading for today from Mark 24 through 30 tells us about the story of this woman. So please tell someone there's help for the brokenhearted. Look to your left and look to your right and tell someone there's help for the brokenhearted. You see, thanks to God, my topic for the day, the crumb for the brokenhearted, the word broken means emotionally crushed. As we look at our text today, here are a few questions to think about. Do you see God in the brokenness of your life? Do you see God in those empty spaces of the heart that no one had ever been able to fill? Miracle, supernatural event occur when you are standing on the edge in complete desperation and you are forced to cry out to God for help. Thank God there's help for the brokenhearted. Saints and friends, that is the miracle that is your brokenhearted. In the deep center of your pain, God will make himself known. God meet us in those places where all other hope have been lost. There are more than a crumb for the brokenhearted. Who wants to eat crumbs? Crumbs are for beggars. Crumbs are for the poor. Crumbs are for those who can't afford the fine things of life. But today, saints of God, I want you to know there are more than a crumb for the brokenhearted. And the crumbs of the brokenhearted is Jesus. You see, saints of God, this text, this woman in our text, was referred to as a certain woman. It seemed everything was going against her. One, she was a woman. And she was an alien or a fauna. Back in those days, women was not highly considered, and matter became worth if you was because she was an alien. There was a problem between the Canaanites and the Jews back in those days, somewhat like the racial problem we have today. And that is seen in many of our churches today also, saints of God. You see, but God have come to bridge the gap and make us all one in Christ Jesus. In Christ, there's more than the crumbs for the brokenhearted. You see, saints of God, Christ our Lord was ministering, and he was quite likely very tired. And so he withdrew himself from the crowd, this crowded city and the busy shore, to some secluded space where he could rest for a while. But the Bible said, but he could not hide. When you are involved in doing God's work, when living are being changed, when your life is being changed, when body are being healed, when the unclean is being clean, and whatever difficult to hide yourself, news will get around and those who are in need will come and see you. So you see, saints of God, God was going about his Father's business. And as we doing the work of the Lord, it is hard to hide yourself. Somebody going to hear about the good work that you've done. So it is behoove you, saints of God, to continue to work with and doing God's work. You see, somewhere in that town was a woman who was desperate, a woman who seemed everything was going against her. This woman heard about Jesus. Jesus was in town, and she had a need. Her daughter had an unclean spirit, and so she had to see Jesus. She must have heard that Jesus was giving sight to the blind. She must have heard that Jesus could make the dumb speak again. She must heard that Jesus could make the lame man walk again. She must heard that Jesus could make those who were unclean spirit clean again. And so she had to see Jesus. This woman had a very good reason for wanting to see Jesus. She was a brokenhearted. She had a brokenhearted. So saints of God, even if you're brokenhearted, continue to seek Jesus. I wonder if there's anybody here today who have a need. This need is so great, you just can't wait. You must see Jesus. Deep down inside of you, there seems to be turmoil. On the outside, things seem appear all right, but on the inside, there is desperation. On the outside, there's a smile, but on the inside, there's a struggle going on. You are in the right place at the right time because, thank God, Jesus is passing your way, saints of God. No matter what you're going through, Jesus is passing your way. Whether we want to accept it or not, we all want to be included. And we all want to be part of what is happening. Most of us like to be where the action is. If there is a gathering at church or in town for celebration, even if we don't plan to go and attend, we want to be invited. That is our nature, saints of God. We want to be have that invitation, even if we wouldn't plan on going. We want to be asked. We want to be noticed. But we want our personal invitation. If we are not invited for whatever reason that might be, we will feel left out. We might react, I wonder who they think they are. Why didn't they invite me? Oh, well, I don't care. But deep down, you know that you is hurt. You is desperate situation because everybody's going, but you weren't invited. So you see, saints of God, I wonder who you think, I wonder who do they think they are? They didn't invite me to that celebration. We'll make up a skew. Well, it's their loss. That's more money in my pocket. I ain't have to go. Sound familiar? Maybe not. But it's quite possible others do say that. You see, saints of God, have you ever felt left out? Have you ever felt that nobody cares about you? Have you ever felt unloved? Maybe you don't live in the right neighborhood. Maybe you don't have the proper education. Maybe you don't have the right job talent. It seems everything is going against you, and you feel left out. And so you go into your little corner and sing to yourself. Sometimes you might even talk to yourself or fuss with yourself that nobody but Jesus knows that you are going through. If you have experienced this, then maybe you have a good idea what this woman is going through. She felt left out. She felt brokenhearted. You see, maybe today you really feel left out. Maybe you feel that nobody cares about you. Maybe you feel that you are about to give up before you decide what to do. Before you decide to take some drastic measures, saints of God, just wait a few minutes. I have some good news for you. You may feel knocked down. You may feel kicked down. You may feel thrown out. Before you make that drastic measure, I would like to remind you that there are some more than crumbs for the brokenhearted. The great God who you serve is standing by, and he will pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on solid ground. God loves you just as you are, and even when someone might feel unclean, dirty, unworthy, Jesus is there to change things around. This woman had a need, and in Matthew 15:22, which is the same story in Mark 7, it began to tell, and Matthew said, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." This woman was crying out for mercy, but in 20:23 it said, talking about Jesus, but he answered her not. To make matter worse, the disciple even chimed in and said, "Send her away, for she cries after us." So, saints of God, wouldn't that hurt your feeling? You talking to somebody and they ignoring you? Or the in crowd telling, "Well, you don't belong there. Don't be hanging with us. Send your way." So this is what this woman felt like. She was talking to Jesus, but he was ignoring her. And the disciple was telling them, "Send her away." For me, sometimes, with Tammy, back in the days, Tammy be talking to me, and I be listening, but she be like, "Are you listening to me?" "Yeah, I'm listening." I might be doing something else, not looking at her, but she like, "Well, I want your undivided attention." So this is where this woman was. She want Jesus' undivided attention, but he would ignore her. But I have to say, as time go by, I learned to look and learned to listen. You learn these things as you grow older together and learn your spouse. But you see, saints of God, this woman, So I can relate to this woman because I know to understand how my wife feel when she feel that I'm ignoring her when she is talking. So husbands, even if you're not really paying attention, pay attention. It'd be good for you in the long run. So you see, saints of God, here is a woman crying out for help, crying out for mercy because she had a need. She was brokenhearted. In her brokenness, Jesus ignored her. The disciples said, send her away. Can you imagine this happened to you, saints of God? Just imagine how would you feel. So often in the church, many come crying out for hurt, for help, and we are sending them away. So often, many around us burden down, crying out for mercy, and we are sending them away. So often, people come confused, abused, and we are sending them away, saints of God. Today, I challenge you, each and every one of you, saints of God, we cannot afford to send anyone away that is in need of help. All around us, there are single mothers who are trying to make ends meet. They are struggling, sometimes working two and three jobs, having no quality time to spend with their children. And we cannot send them away. There are men who've been spent most of their life in jail, and we cannot send them away. There are people out there walking the street having a lifestyle that we frown upon, and we cannot send them away. They are crying out for mercy. They are heartbroken. They need to know about the love of God. They are crying out for mercy, and we need to tell them about the good news of salvation. They are crying out for mercy, and we need to give them a helping hand. Thank God they're the help for the brokenhearted. And they are more than a crumb for the brokenhearted. You see, saints of God, no matter how far down and how far out one might have gone in sin, Jesus can turn that person around, and so we cannot send them away. So he's left up to us, saints of God, not to ignore those people who are crying out for help. See, the drunken need Jesus. The prostitute need Jesus. The man on skid row need Jesus. The drug addict need Jesus. And so we can't turn them away. You see, saints of God, this woman was not about to give up. Jesus, you have ignored me. The disciple did not want me around, but that's all right, she said. I'm here for my blessing. So you see, saints of God, she was persistent to get what she wanted. See, she said, I'm here for my blessing. My daughter is sick, and my daughter need help. The Bible said that she came and fell at his feet. This woman was in worshipful mode. So that tells us, saints of God, when your situation get rough, get in your worshiping mode, worship him, thank him, talk to him. So you see, she was in her worshiping mode, and she asked God to cast the devil out of her daughter. See, there's something about true worship that would cause the Lord to respond. When we fall on our knees and call upon the Lord out of a sincere heart for that need we might have, the Lord will respond, saints of God. What need do you have? Tell the Lord about it. What's on your mind? Take it to the Lord in prayer. The Lord is here to help the brokenhearted. You see, saints of God, what would you do if you had a daughter who had an unclean spirit or any other sickness, and you know there was someone who could help you. If you love that person, you're going to get the help that they need. This woman might have gone to all the doctors and specialists in the region. She might have spent all the money she had. It is quite possible she had nowhere else to turn. But one day, this woman heard about Jesus. She heard that Jesus was in town, and she was going to do everything in her power to see him. I want somebody to know today, saints of God, when you really need help, you will go for the help just as you are. Don't try to clean up and be fancy. Go as you are. And when you are desperate to get a blessing, you will do whatever you can to attain that blessing. There's no time to get fancy up with God, because the Lord sees the inside. He sees your heart. So don't go out trying to clean up your outside and trying to clean up your act. God knows what you need, saints of God. Amen. Just open up to him. Be real. As they said, for real, for real. Be for real, for real. You know, we can put on these face, on these masks and everything and hide our hurt and our pretend, but we can't hide from God. Man look on the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. He knows what you're going through, saints of God, so stop trying to fancy up and fix up for Jesus, for God. He knows your hurt. Speak to him. Talk to him and tell him what you want. See, that's our problem. We want to tiptoe, so to speak, through the tulip, going to ask God for things. We're trying to fix ourselves up. He knows that you was a sinner, man. He knows what you was going through. He knows what you have done. He knows that all right already. You know, your friend might not know, but God knows. So stop trying to be so fancy dancing with the Lord and just come out, you know, just downright that old-fashioned crying and snorting and everything else. Just cry out to the Lord. And stop trying to be so fancy. Be you. Go into your closet. If you want to have an ugly face, go into your closet. If you don't want nobody to see you, go into your closet. Go into your room. Go into your car. Go outside. Go somewhere where you'll be alone. But stop trying to pretend, saints of God, because God, he knows your heart. You see, no time to call up you. When you're going through, saints of God, it's no time to call up your friends, because you might miss your blessing. There's no time to call your prayer partner to say, I'm in desperation. Please pray for me, because you might miss your blessing. It's left up to you, saints of God, to call on the name of the Lord. That's the first step. It's call on the name. Then call your partner. Call your friend. So like I said about a month ago, I used to be guilty of anything that I wanted to know. Tammy. Oh, what can I find this? Tammy. Instead, Lord, Spirit, lead me. Guide me. Give me this answer. Give me this scripture. I'm getting better, thanks to God. I'm getting better. I'm not calling Tammy as much. I do call on the Lord, and then I'll call Tammy. So I'm getting better. As I say, as you get older, you get wiser. You see, saints of God, put God first. That's what I'm saying. Put God first. Call on him with your situation, with your problems. before you call your friends and your prayer partners and your Facebook friends and stuff, put God first. So when you are desperate for help, when you are really looking for your blessing, you will come to Jesus just as you are. Thank God there's more than the crumb for a broken hearted. I wonder if there's anybody here today that is brokenhearted. You are desperate for a blessing. Jesus is passing by, and you can reach out and touch him. There was a beautiful song written by Charles Ellick, which the title was, "Just As I Am, Without One Plea. But thy blood was shed for me, and that thy bid me to come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." You see, saints of God, God is bidding you to come to him. Depend on him. Like this woman, she heard about Jesus. Even though she wasn't a Jew, she heard about Jesus. And she went to him. Even though he ignored her, even though the disciple was trying to send her away, she was persistent on getting her blessing. Don't let nobody stand in your way, saints of God, when you is in need. Open up your mouth and speak the word. Open up your mouth and ask. Where it said, you have not because you ask not. So let's tell you right there, stop sitting in silence, in pain, in want, in need, and telling everybody about your business. If you can open your mouth and tell your friends and everybody else, you can open up your mouth and tell God. You see, saints of God, today, if you are really looking for a blessing, if you are really reaching out for Jesus, then you can say, "Father, I stretch my hand to thee." You see, saints of God, no one can help. I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou wilt take thy hand from me, where shall I go? Do you want a blessing today, saints of God? Jesus is here. It's left up to you, saints of God, to reach out and tell him what your need is. Tell him what your situation. Although he knows your situation, he knows what you is going through, he knows your desire, but you got to tell him. They're just like a child. Sometimes you know what a child needs. You know what that he wants. But sometimes you just sit there. Well, I'm just going to wait and see if he's going to ask me. I'm just going to wait and see. And sometimes you get so frustrated as you get on up in your years. You get so, well, what do you want, boy? What is it? What do you want? Just tell me. Talk to me. Because you get frustrated. Can you imagine how our Heavenly Father is with us? We're not communicating with him. He is there waiting on us to yet say, "Father God, I just need love right now. Father God, I just need help right now. Father God, I just need a blessing right now. Father God, I just need rest right now. Father God, I just need someone to just be there that I can talk to lift me up out of this." And Father God, he will open up and he'll make that quicker way straight for you, saints of God. You see, this woman, she was disrespectful in a way. Back then, the Jews they didn't see that it was disrespectful. But in our time now, you know, that would be disrespectful to ignore someone, to just shush them away. See, We don't like to be disrespectful. We don't like to be ignored. I found that out. We like to be treated right. But even when Jesus might have called her a dog in verse 27, let the children first be filled. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it into the dogs. Just think for a while. If someone make reference to you as a dog, what would you do? Don't answer that. Don't answer. But just think about somebody call you a dog. Matter of fact, if somebody has called you anything but what you are, you get frustrated. But just imagine being referenced as a dog. You see, the Jews did not care too much about dog, but the Gentile was regarded as dog by the Jews. On the other hand, the Gentiles had dogs, and they must have been treated like a family puppy, like man's best friend. Just like today, you see, some people have dogs that they take very, very good care of them. Some people that own dogs, I mean, they really feed them. They clothe them. Walking around, you see some dog with a little shirt on and a little uniform, a little cape or whatever. And now if you go into the supermarket, they even got this special food for them in the little refrigerator aisle. But you see, and all the time, you know, they making room for the dog food and putting ours out there on the shelf. People, you know, I'm not kicking against these animal rights people, but you got to make priority, set your priority. People, human, have to come first. I'm not saying don't love your pets, thanks to God. Love your pets if that's your thing. Love your pet. But put your priority in order. You know, like I was saying, don't go home and kick the spouse and kiss the dog. Come on. Put your priority in perspective. You see, thanks to God, this woman knew that everything was going against her. She realized that this was an insult. She did not try to analyze if this was an insult or not. She did not try to argue as to what Jesus might have meant when he said, take the children's bread and give it to the dog. She was not trying to be like some of us who get very offended when somebody said something that we don't like. But some, you know, in today's society, people don't even have to say anything to you. Or you don't have to say anything. They just look. You can just look at somebody. And they get offended. You can just pass across somebody and they'll get offended. Lesson on, you know, saying something to them. You know, she was not brought up. You see, thanks to God, she wasn't easily offended. As Pastor Dr. Jim read the book, if you don't get offended, you'll be blessed. She wasn't easily offended about the situation that she was going to, how she was treated, saints of God. So that's tell us, no matter what we're going through, shake it off, put on a thick skin, coat of skin, and keep on pushing forward. You see, saints of God, this woman was not brought up in the Word of Faith church. This woman, She wasn't brought up in the church that cares. See, I can say this about our church. We're a caring church. We're a loving church. We're a giving church. So, but she wasn't brought up in the Word of Faith church. She was a nobody. Listen to what she said in verse 28 of our text. She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat up the children's crumbs." Lord, I don't want a whole loaf of bread. Just give me the crumbs. Lord, I have no time for a T-bone steak. Just give me the crumbs. I don't have a time for a three-course meal. Just give me the crumbs. Lord, you did not come for me. I'm a woman. I am a foreigner. Everything is going against me, but right now, just give me the crumbs. We could learn from this woman who was brokenhearted and cried for help. This woman is a good example for us today, saints of God. She is a good because she persisted on continuing to get her blessing. She fought for her daughter. That's just like when we moved here and Darius was in the third grade. He was in the third grade. Everybody know Darius. He was diagnosed with autism. We had to fight for him. I mean, literally, almost with the principal stuff, fight. Not just with words, almost went into the blow with them. The way they'll treat a child, you know, on that, he was, how do you begin a school, how they, you know, sign the buses and all that stuff to, okay, they're on this. I went it on his chart, everything. They put him on the wrong bus. He all over Cabarrus County. Tammy there waiting on him. I'm working. At the time, I was up there at the Speedway, where he just got here. I'm up at the Speedway. They didn't let him off, he didn't get off at the bus stop. She went there to the school. They're going to send her back home. They're going to brush her off. So she called me. I'm at the Speedway. Within 10 to 15 minutes, I'm at home. She said 10 minutes from Speedway, from where we live now.
It's a 20-minute drive.
So, you see, saints of God, but in a way, when I went there, it was a whole different story. Because when I went in that building, one of the teacher's assistant, she recognized. She said, "Oh, that Mr. Robin right there." The principal came from the back. The assistant principal came from the back. Everybody, you know, now, "Oh, Mr. Robinson. They even took me back in the back, gave me the buff route, which was illegal. For me to go out there and follow the bus to see that he was on the bus. So that's why I'm just saying, saints of God, we have to fight for things. But anyway, make it long story short, we got Darius. I saw the sheriff and I told him, you know, about the situation. He stopped the bus. Darius wasn't on that bus and everything. So that's adrenaline started popping even more. Just getting out the military, so you can imagine how everything was. I'm telling you. The Marine and me showed up. But anyway, thanks to God, the sheriff called around and he was on the wrong bus to make a loans. He went and found the bus, so they called around and they said that, yes, he's on this bus. Sheriff went and got him. And so the sheriff said, "Well, he on this bus. I'll go and get him. You go back to the school." So I went back to the school waiting on him. And a few minutes later, they come. David's in the front seat waving. But you see, thanks to God, my thing is we have to fight for our children. We have to fight for the saints of God. We have to fight. Stay in the fight. Don't give up. Like this woman, she didn't give up. She fought for her child. We had to fight for our child. Because they're saying he bad behavior and all this and that. And we're like, oh, no. Sometimes, you know, saints of God, I'm not saying, you know, that every child is a perfect child. And people, you know, they were said, they might be the baddest little thing that had ever walked this earth. But people would say, my child's a good child. But everybody here know Darius. And back then, you know, they was telling us all this and all that about Darius. We're like, oh, no. This is not Darius. We even went to school. We had a meeting with the principal and everything. They called behavior specialists from the high school for to check him out. She's saying, no, it's not bad behavior. This child is autism. He need one-on-one assistance. She even said it. But they were still saying, no, no, no. Like I said, me and Tammy, we had went to that school for a meeting in our Sunday to go meeting clothes. I had my little briefcase. Like I said, we were ready. And they kept on saying, oh, no, 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 until we said, you know what? I'm through. I said, I'm through. I'm finna go to Raleigh. And right then when I said that, I got up, pushed my chair, got my briefcase. Tammy, you know, she looking like, uh-oh. I told her, I'm finna go to Raleigh. They said, you know, then everything changed. Oh, Mr. Robson, just give her a week. We'll work this out. See, you can do that in the beginning. But people, we have to fight. When we want something, you have to fight. Don't give up the fight. This woman, she didn't give up the fight. I know I went on rabbit trail, but I had to take up where the pastor left off. But anyway, coming back in, see this woman, she was asking for crumbs. She was selling for crumbs. You know, thanks to God, she was, you know, all she wanted was her child to be delivered. Amen. You know, whenever you need, Jesus is here to supply all your need. You know, thank God for the bread, for the broken home, for the brokenhearted. Today is your day for a miracle, thanks to God. Today is the day for deliverance. Today is a day for a peace of mind. Today is a day for the saints of God. Just name it and claim it. Believe it and receive it. Today is your day. See, this woman was asking for crumbs. She was selling for crumbs. You remember the story of the prodigal son where he left home, spent all he had. He lost all he had. He lost his friends. He lost his money. He had to sell it for the pig food. He had to sell it for the crumbs. However, he came to himself. He realized that he did not have to eat the pig food. He did not have to eat the crumbs because there were more than the crumbs at his father's table. And for him, who was brokenhearted, he decided to go back home. He said, I will rise and go back to my father's house. I want somebody to know today, you don't have to settle for the crumbs because there are more than the crumbs for the brokenhearted. You don't have to have a full meal. You can have a full meal. You can have a full loaf. Like the woman, maybe you are crying out, give me the crumb, but thank God you can have more than the crumbs. You can have the whole loaf, saints of God. You may not think that you are worthy, but don't settle for the crumb. You may think you can't make it on the job. Things are too wild, but don't settle for the crumb. You have been waiting for the right person to come along. Keep on waiting, saints of God. Don't settle for the crumb. The money tree has stopped bearing. There are no more blooms on it, but don't settle for the crumbs, because there is more of the crumbs for the broken heart. Young people, today, I'm here to tell you, please do not settle for the crumbs. Please do not settle for the leftovers. God has something good for you. Just hold on and don't give up. Hold on, saints of God. Don't give up. See, this woman was insulted. This woman was ignored. This woman was required to be sent away. Had her prayers answered. You see, in verse 29, I'm almost finished, thanks to God. In verse 29, we see the text read, and he said unto her, For this sin, go thy way. The devil is gone out of your daughter. Woman, because of your humility, woman, because of your sincerity, woman, because of your persistence, go thy way. Go home. Your prayers are answered. And the devil is gone out of your daughter. Saints, be persistent. Keep pressing forward. I believe this woman simply obeyed the master voice. It's quite possible some of us would have some questions. Lord, are you sure my daughter's healed? We're going to, you know, instead of being obedient like this woman did, we want to set that and argue with God. We have to have questions. Are you sure I got the money in my bank account? Are you sure I got this job? Are you sure I'm completely healed? But this woman, she obeyed the master voice and went home. The Bible said in verse 30 of the text, and when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laying on the bed. When Jesus speak, all we have to do is simply obey the master voice. When Jesus said, it is done, simply believe it is done. In conclusion, thanks God, I believe today want to shower up with his blessing. I believe God is ready to help the brokenhearted. You don't have to settle for the crumb, because the window of the heaven is open, and there are more than the crumb for the brokenhearted. Do you want to be saved? Simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Do you want to be free? Jesus can set you free. Do you want a miracle? Miracle days are still here, saints of God. The banquet table is spread. The Savior is waiting, and he is inviting you to come and dine. Just come as you are. There's a place at the table for you. There's always room for one more. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, most gracious God, we just come, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are thanking, Father God, that you is more than enough, Father God, and we don't just have to rely on the crumbs, Father God, but we can have the full course meal in you, Father God. And we just thank you right now, Father God, for being our all in all, Father God, and our problem solving, our burden bearers, Father God, and our provision for all our need. Father God, we ask you to just continue to bless us, Father God. Continue to cover with the blood of Jesus. Continue to walk before us, leading and guide us, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Are there any prayer?
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10:8-10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.